Allahu Akbar.
For the first time since U.S. troops pulled out of Iraq, Al-Qaeda-linked militants have seized parts of key cities in the desert leading to the Syrian border. Militants have taken over neighborhoods in Fallujah and Ramadi in western Anbar province, a hotbed of Sunni extremism. The militants are members of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, the most hardline jihadists battling in the Syrian civil war. The uprising against Damascus has been going on for 3 years, and analysts like David Pollack of the Washington Institute say it is spreading across the border.
The most extreme, most radical, most fundamentalist, even terrorist parts of the Syrian opposition are the ones that have gained more control on the border with Iraq. And so that's spilling over into Iraq.
The Baghdad government has been hitting back, firing missiles at rebel vehicles and hideouts. The United States is rushing Hellfire missiles and surveillance drones to help with the fight. But Secretary of State John Kerry says no U.S. troops will join the battle.
So we are not obviously contemplating returning. We're not contemplating putting boots on the ground. This is their fight.
Violence between Iraq's Shiite-led government and the Sunni minority has claimed thousands of lives. Sectarian clashes are destabilizing the country. Again, David Pollack.
It's not just a matter of bullets, you know, it's a matter of popular legitimacy, or at least acceptance. And in large parts of the country, unfortunately, the Iraqi government is losing that legitimacy.
After years of fierce fighting in Iraq, U.S. troops defeated al-Qaeda in Anbar by recruiting and arming local tribesmen to fight the militants. But Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki did not continue that relationship and instead alienated many of his Sunni opponents. Analyst Bill Raggio spoke to VOA via Skype.
We're going to learn if they can get the situation back under control, but when two major Iraqi cities fall completely or partially under enemy control, I think at that point you have to say that the government is the situation has spiraled out of control.
The Iraqi army has deployed tanks and troops in Anbar, and civilians are fleeing the fighting. Meredith Fuel, VOA News, Washington.